We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
South to the Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 3rd of December, 2011. It's good to have you with us once again, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much going on. We were off last week, but we are back live here on the 3rd of December, 2011, already into the December months. A lot going on. This is going to be a busy program today. We have, first of all, right off the top here, very soon we're going to be bringing up Madison Rupert. I want to talk about this National Defense Authorization Act that's currently pending in Congress right now, ladies and gentlemen, because this is something that is very draconian. Everybody has been talking about it everywhere. And there has been a little bit of confusion on my part. I've got a copy of one of the bills here. There are two bills altogether. One of them is S-1253. And the reason for my confusion on this, as I've talked to some people about this, one of them was Mark in Texas, is that they seem to have a limitation on the reach of this thing in the bill. And there are some people that are saying that this is actually, the intention of this is to throw people off, because in all actuality, I can just read you part of this. They say, constitutional limitation on applicability to United States persons. They say the authority to detain a person under this section does not extend to the detention of citizens or lawful resident aliens of the United States on the basis of conduct taking place within the United States, except to the extent permitted by the Constitution of the United States. So that would seem to exempt U.S. citizens, Americans, people who are legal aliens residing in the country from this. However, the whole thing is you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent, and you can't prove yourself innocent because you don't have a court trial. And there's, I think, the problem with this is that basically, the Justice Department and the military, the executive branch of the government, has control over who gets detained and who doesn't. But anyway, we're going to get the take, hopefully, of Madison Rupert on this. He's written a lot on this. He's from the website InTheLie.com, and he has written articles carried by the Activist Post, which is where I saw his piece. So hopefully we can hook up with him after the break here. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the official website of this program, www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. And before the break, we were talking about the National Defense Authorization Act. This S-1253 is one bill, and the other bill is S-1867. And I don't know if there may be very well be more bills. I don't know which one they're actually working on right now. Hopefully we can get all this information from Madison Rupert. He's joining us right now. Madison is with the website inthelie.com, and he's been writing about this draconian piece of legislation, which basically authorizes the U.S. military and the White House, I guess, to detain unprivileged enemy belligerents. And who's a belligerent, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I guess that would be whoever they want to be a belligerent. You see, in this war on terror, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's a suspect. Everybody is under the gun. Everybody is under the microscope. And this is the case today, and as we have an increasingly paranoid government. But anyway, Madison Rupert, thank you for joining us today, where it's very early on the West Coast. I appreciate you getting up early.
Thanks for having me. And yeah, just briefly, 1253 was the predecessor bill to 1867, which passed with a disturbing majority. 93% of our senators actually voted to strip us of essentially all of our rights. And what people cite is Section 1032, which has the waiver for U.S. citizens, but 1031, which is the actual detainment clause, does not make any mention of U.S. citizens. So it is
right.
Completely
yeah,
open.
I know. In the 1867, Section 1031 did not. On the in the original bill, Senate Bill 1253, it was in Section 1031. So the bills are similar. I was kind of trying to do a little bit of a side-by-side comparison, but they're similar, but not exact verbatim.
Yes, I'd say 1867 is even worse, if such a thing is possible, because they removed the stipulation that it wouldn't apply to citizens in 1031. And Lindsey Graham actually made that very clear on the floor. He said exactly that. He said 1032... which has waivers and a lot of, different stipulations, does not apply to citizens. So they say, who knows if they'll actually follow that. But 1031 does not have any language to that effect. And the disturbing part about 1032 is it doesn't say that they cannot detain indefinitely American citizens. It says they are not required to. And I think we all know they are very, very tricky with this language.
Yeah.
And the whole Patriot Act, we don't know how they interpret it. A senator came out in May and said there is a secret Patriot Act, essentially. It's a completely different way that they interpret the entire thing. So to assume that, the language, they are not required to detain American citizens, means that they won't, I think is a little premature and naive.
Yeah, very naive. So basically what we have here is a bill which, under the guise of, once again, fighting terrorism, just like the Patriot Act and so many other Homeland Security measures that are being taken, that are being implemented today and taking place, we have basically the war on terror. You know, I remember when George Bush, the last Bush, was in office, 9/11 orchestrated event. It was carried out, executed. Anyway, the point is, he made the argument that we need to face these terrorists, these bad guys, these boogeymen, abroad so we don't have to face them at home. Basically, what we have with this bill, as others have pointed out, is the war on terror being brought home. Do we not?
That's exactly what it is. And Lindsey Graham said just that. And I was really surprised because the words coming out of Lindsey Graham's mouth was something that I would expect from someone like you or I, who is exposing this horrific legislation, except he's up there saying it's a good thing to declare our entire nation, our backyard, as a battlefield, as a war zone. And I mean, a lot of people have been saying this since 9/11. It's only a matter of time until the machine turns back around onto us. And now that's what we're seeing. And a lot of people are saying, oh, Obama said he would veto this. Oh, it didn't even pass the House. All of that is untrue. The sister bill, H.R. 1540, passed the House on May 26 with a 322-96 vote. Again, a massive majority, a veto majority. So even if Obama vetoed it, which I think is a ridiculous assertion, they could override that veto with a supermajority, but Obama has not said he's going to veto it. The official White House statement says that the legal advisors were thinking about telling him that maybe he should veto. You know, it's incredibly wishy-washy language, which means he's not going to veto it. I mean, get real. He said he was going to close Guantanamo, and he just made it worse.
Exactly. Well, he said he was going to get the troops out of Afghanistan, too, and he sent, 30,000 more, and are we still, we're still not out of Afghanistan.
And we likely won't be for a long time. I actually wrote about this earlier this month, I believe. State Department, I believe it was, wanted a media blackout over the Afghani large parliament meeting where they were discussing the terms for which the United States could stay on Afghani soil indefinitely. So I really don't think that, you know, the deadline is going to be honored in any way.
It's just for show.
Exactly.
You know, we never leave any war theater.
And even if they were to leave, you know, if they're all to leave Iraq, they're just going to be replaced by contractors.
Mercenaries.
Arguably even worse. And then they'll raise the troop levels in the Persian Gulf, which is not good news in terms of geopolitics.
No, not at all. And as our troops are all gone, you know, the question is, you know, who's protecting us here domestically? You know, that's a real concern of mine. But, you know, I guess the point here about this legislation is that when the government, I'm talking about the federal government now, you know, we have jury trials in this country for a reason. And that is because people can be falsely accused. You know, you can be accused of being an Al-Qaeda member. You can be accused of being a so-called terrorist or bombing a plot. Or hatching a plot to bomb something or whatever. I can remember covering on this broadcast, Madison, that, you know, a number of times recently, you know, the FBI taking individuals by the hand, leading them through different steps in the terrorist execution process, training them, giving them the materials they need, you know, engaging basically in operations to create terrorism, both domestically and abroad. But it's almost like the Department of Homeland Security and our federal law enforcement alphabet soup agencies need to have these incidences of terrorism in order to be able to justify the existence of all this police state homeland security apparatus.
Well, that's exactly right, and you hit it, the nail right on the head with that one. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, along with the foreign agencies like the CIA, they manufacture terrorism in the United States, and it goes all the way back to the 93 World Trade Center incident when the Egyptian that they got to build the bomb said, you know, I want to back out. You didn't say we were going to be using real explosives, you know, all this stuff. And they were like, no, you're going to do it. You don't have a choice. And then, of course, oh, he's a big bad terrorist, you know, lock him up. And that's since post 9/11, every single so-called terrorist incident, the person has not been dealing with Al-Qaeda or, you know, foreign terrorist organizations at any point. They're always just working with the FBI directly. And in a lot of cases, the people will not want to commit a violent act at all. And then the FBI will kind of goad them and push them into doing something that they wouldn't otherwise do. And for some reason in the war on terror, people have forgotten about the whole idea of entrapment. But the dangerous part about 1867 is that minuscule burden of proof is no longer necessary at all. There's no language in there saying they have to have even any evidence whatsoever. They can just say that you're significantly supporting Al-Qaeda and or the Taliban or any affiliated organizations. Now, what's any affiliated organization? I don't know. It could be anything. They could declare tomorrow that the Oath Keepers are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. You know, I wrote
right.
that they could sign people up en masse on some jihadi forum and spoof people's IPs. I mean, this would be really easy to do. And then be like, look, we have proof that you're on these jihadi forums talking about bombing things. Okay, now you know, we're going to ship you off into Kazakhstan to be tortured for the next 20 years. And the disturbing part about all of it is that it specifically says that they can bring you to any foreign body or any foreign entity or any foreign country. So, I mean, they're straight up saying they can take you, not necessarily to the foreign country where you're from, because if you're an American citizen, they wouldn't take you anywhere.
Hey, can you hold your thoughts right there? Unfortunately, I'm up against the clock. Let's go ahead and take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Folks, we're visiting with Madison Rupert, and his website, once again, is inthelie.com. And we'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America. Stay with us.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here with Madison Rupert. InTheLie.com, his website's linked up with ours at GovernAmerica.com. And we're talking about this National Defense Authorization Act, which is an act, once again, that allows the White House and the U.S. military to begin rounding up people here in the United States under the guise of fighting terrorism. And the legislation, as they put in notations, I guess, that it doesn't apply to Americans. And we were talking about that a little bit earlier, and we'll get back to that in a moment because I think it's an important point. But first I want to get back to where we were left off before the break. We were talking about created terrorism, planning evidence, where the feds come in, plan evidence, they create the terrorism. And you were saying, Madison, that they had the ability, they could spoof an IP address, say that you were in a chat room with a terrorist, a group, or maybe a message board system, what have you, and basically try to get something on you and plant something on you. And we know that, you know, it's very naive to suggest that they would not do this because we've seen them do this. It's been reported in the press. I can think about the situation over in Oregon, I think it was last Christmas, actually, right around Christmas time. They supposedly caught a guy, Muhammad Mahmoud, whatever his name was. But this was a man that they took, and they claimed that he was going to set off a bomb at the Christmas lighting ceremony in Oregon. But then it came out that the FBI had trained this man. They had, you know, basically he lacked. What it looks like they do is they seek out people who don't have a whole lot. You know, they don't have money. They don't have, you know, and maybe they're frustrated. Maybe they're angry Muslims. You know, it wouldn't be difficult to be angry at the United States if you're from a foreign country to begin with, because we have gone through the world in various countries, bombed these people, killed numerous family members. We have drones, unmanned aerial drones flying over Pakistan and various countries around the world, mainly in the Middle East, which are launching things at people and killing people every single day. And a lot of these people are very angry, and some of these people make their way to the United States to flee the violence that we've created. And so it only stands to reason that these people would be angry and already have a chip on their shoulder majorly toward the United States. Then the FBI or some Homeland Security agency comes in and says, "Hey, buddy, how'd you like to make some money?" Or, "Hey, buddy, how would you like to get even?" And they supply them with the training, they supply them with the weaponry, supply them with the know-how, and then, ha-ha, we gotcha. You're a terrorist. Now you're going to be in our custody. And then they can turn around and point out, "Hey, we've caught a terrorist. See, the war on terror is working." I don't know. Am I way out in left field on this?
No, you're exactly right. And in a lot of cases, it turns out that these people are... I want to say this as nicely as possible, less than normal in terms of intelligence. And that was the case with the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, and the underwear bomber. They were both out of it. They were both they seemed kind of drugged up or, detached from reality. These are, you know, they pick extremely vulnerable people, like you said, people who have nothing, and people who are angry for whatever reason, or sometimes they aren't even angry and they make them angry. But the dangerous part about 1867 is this manufacturing of evidence and entrapment that we've seen so much since 9/11, that is no longer required at all. I mean, now they can just pick you up and say you're a terrorist.
Yeah, solely on the word, they can just come in and allege, and who's going to prove them wrong when you're not even allowed the benefit of a grand jury?
Yeah, you have no trial to present evidence in your defense, so and there's no charges brought against you. So, there is no burden of proof whatsoever, and I think that's what is really disturbing. The dangerous part is that, you know, previously with the military tribunals in Guantanamo Bay, it was completely flawed. They decided what evidence you could present and what you couldn't, what witnesses you could bring in your defense and what you couldn't. So, I mean, it was a kangaroo court in the most literal sense. But now even that joke of a court procedure doesn't exist. They don't have to do anything at all. There's no obligation to ever bring any charges against you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen that BBC documentary, The Power of Nightmares, but the part three of that is very important. They will go through and talk about all the different cases that Bush pointed out. As, hey, we've thwarted terrorists here and there and everywhere. And it turns out most of the cases, or basically all of the cases, I believe, that he cited, ended up being absolutely no evidence that there was really anything going on. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back here in a moment with Madison Rupert.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Back. This is Covered America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Madison Rupert of InTheLie.com, and we're talking about this National Defense Authorization Act, which is a very draconian piece of legislation. S-1867 is evidently the latest bill. Madison, I want to share a little bit from the bill itself, and feel free to interrupt me at any time if you have any point that you want to make here. But under Subtitle D, Detainee Matters, is Section 1031, and this is one of the sections that we're talking about here. Affirmation of authority of the armed forces of the United States to detain covered persons pursuant to the authorization for use of military force. It says, A, in general, Congress affirms that the authority of the president to use all necessary and appropriate force pursuant to the authorization for use of military force, Public Law 107-40, includes the authority for the armed forces of the United States to detain covered persons as defined in subsection B, pending disposition under the law of war. Now, what is a covered person? Well, they define that a covered person under this section is any person as follows. Number one,
person who planned, authorized, committed, or aided the terrorist attacks that occurred on September 11th, 2001, or harbored those responsible for those attacks. Number two, a person who was a part of or substantially supported Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces that are engaged in hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners, including any person who has committed a belligerent act or has directly supported such hostilities in aid of such enemy forces. I guess the question here is, what is a belligerent act? Do they define belligerent act anywhere?
As far as I know, they don't give a detailed explanation of exactly what a belligerent act is, but this kind of legalese is put into law, or, you know, they write it this way in order to make it so wide open that a belligerent act could be, who knows, protesting could be a belligerent act. Speaking out against the government could be a belligerent act. You know, it's so unclear and so ambiguous that it's really that's the danger here, that it's open to so much. And it's the same with the clause, any affiliated organization, I believe, is the language. Who decides what an affiliated organization is? I think we all know that Al-Qaeda has extremely strong ties with our intelligence apparatus.
That's right.
So
absolutely,
they could get one of their agents to say, oh, this group is affiliated with us. You know,
yeah, you know, yeah. As I was reading that for the first time, the first thought that occurred to my mind is, under this definition of covered persons, most of the people that are running this country would be covered persons.
I agree. I think every single senator, all 93 of them who voted for this, are belligerent persons who are attacking the United States and the people of the United States. I wish, you know, the military would, if this gets signed into law, I hope they turn around and, you know, march into Washington and arrest all of them and ship them off to the CIA black sites and give them a dose of their own medicine. But something worth noting is Section 1031 is gone from the Library of Congress Thomas site. I'm looking at both copies of the bill text. The S-1867-ES, which passed, and then 1867-PCS, which is means stands for placed on calendar Senate, which is the designation for when they reconcile the differences with the House version of the Act. But I just did a search, and on both versions, 1031 has been removed from the public record. And it was there before. That's where I read it, and that's where I copied it from in my previous articles. But some reason, it's gone.
Well, actually, I think it's still there. It's not listed in the table of contents, however.
Oh, yes, that's what I'm searching.
Yeah, what you have to do is you have to click on Detainee Matters, I think it is. I got to it a moment ago. But it is kind of interesting. They don't even list it on the table of contents, so it's quite misleading.
Actually, the detainee matters starts with Section 1032, and that's the requirement for military custody, which says that United States citizens and lawful resident aliens are not required to be detained in military custody under this section. And that is the most important thing of this. And people are jumping on this saying, you're just fear-mongering, oh, it's sensationalist.
Right.
To, you know, look, it says right there, it's not applicable to United States citizens. And I don't think they understand how our government works with this kind of language, because a requirement for military custody means that they can. They can, and there is no restriction on them doing it whatsoever. They are just not required.
Well, see, that's the thing. We come back to the original bill. Because when I first looked at this, and I think it is an important issue, and I'm glad you brought that back up again, because a lot of people are going to be thrown off by this. When I looked at S-1253 to begin with, I saw it said very clearly, the authority to detain a person under this section does not extend to the detention of citizens or lawful resident aliens of the United States on the basis of conduct taking place within the United States except to the extent permitted by the Constitution of the United States. Now, that's very clear to me. Again, this is the original bill, however. And then under Section 1032, where it talks about required military custody for members of Al-Qaeda and affiliated entities, once again, paragraph B, a requirement inapplicable to United States citizens. It says the requirement to detain a person in military custody under this section does not extend to the citizens of the United States. So both sections in the original bill had that disclaimer. Now what you're telling me, and I have verified this as well, so nobody need doubt what you say here, it is in fact missing from Section 1031 of the bill.
I actually located it. It's not in the normal section where you know it's got all the section heads listed and a brief synopsis, and then you click it and you can read the text. It's nowhere to be found there. But if you actually look at the complete PDF of the bill,
okay,
on page 359 under subtitle D, Detainee Matters, Section 1031 is there. So
okay.
I think it's pretty clear that they don't want people reading 1031. Why is it not there? I mean, they just removed it, and it's completely out of that heading in the normal section. And, you know, a lot of people, when they go on the Internet, they're lazy. They want to have everything spoon-fed
right.
to them. So they're not going to go through the extra steps to try and find this PDF and then search it.
Well, you know, if they even go to the trouble to even research it at all, it's just pretty astounding. anymore, people just pass information along, whether it's good information or bad information, and unfortunately, that's just the way it is today. And we certainly have no shortage of bad information out there. We have a phone call. By the way, folks, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to John. John, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Darren. You have to forgive the headset. They passed the law. I can get a $3,000 fine.
That's okay, John.
All right. The question I had, am I to understand that the number on this bill is 1867?
Correct.
Okay. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe others have thought about it. But you've got to ask yourself, why 1867? And Darren, and to your guest also, 1867 was the Reconstruction. So they're basically, I believe, with the bill, even with the bill number, telling you what they're doing, they're taking the people that they turned into slaves, both black and white, after the Reconstruction. And now they're given a bill with that number on it to allow them to incarcerate their slaves for any cause that they deem as necessary.
I think that's a good point, and I think this represents the reconstruction of the United States into a total fascist police state. And I'm one of many people who point to all the signs around us and say, you know, there is no coming police state. There is no coming new world order. We're here. We're there. It's now. You know, you look at the things that the government can do now with impunity. I mean, they can fly robotic drones over Pakistan and kill children. They can fly into Yemen, where there's no war declared whatsoever, and the CIA won't even acknowledge that they have a drone program, and they're bombing American citizens and killing them without trial of any kind. And to touch really briefly on the Anwar al-Awlaki case, which, you know, represents the extrajudicial murder of American citizens abroad with no trial, and they killed his son as well. He was not charged with anything, okay, but one man who was an American citizen, Adam Gadon, whose real name is Adam Perlman, he actually was charged in absentia, and he can be killed, but he hasn't been. And this is the guy who made the video who said, oh, it's so easy to get small arms in the United States, so Al-Qaeda should go and go to local gun stores and buy pistols. I mean, and everyone saw that as, oh, my God, wow, it's such a clear attack on the Second Amendment. I mean, it was just laughable. And the entire idea that Al-Qaeda, a radical Islamist organization who ostensibly hates the state of Israel and hates all Jews with a burning passion, would allow a man named Adam Perlman, who's American, born to two Jewish parents, to become one of the major figures in their organization and the public face of their organization, I think is really laughable. I mean, how they think we're this gullible, I have no idea.
Well, the sad part about it is that they've come to the point now where by simply talking as though you know you're a free man, you're committing an act of treason to them. Even to the point where, Darren, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but under this bill, if you've got more than 7 days store of food, if you have ammunition, if you have multiple guns, then you're already considered to them to be an enemy combatant. And what Lindsey Graham has done and what the others in Congress and the Senate are doing is basically declaring war on the world. Literally, because now the United States is the battlefield. And I'm upset that they're even calling, you know, this country the homeland. That in and of itself should be a red flag to anyone that has 2 ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just harkens back to Nazi Germany, the entire idea of the homeland and the Department for Homeland Security. But I think it's extremely misleading, because the homeland that they're defending is not the homeland that is our homeland, to be kind of weird about it. This country was built upon the rule of law. This country was built upon the Bill of Rights and the idea that we can't have soldiers just come into our house and drag us off in the middle of the night. That's what America is supposed to be. But they're turning the homeland into some kind of fascist state where they get to decide, you know, what goes and what doesn't, who is a belligerent, who is not, and it's just ridiculous. And one thing that I want to bring up, this is on page 360 of the bill. I think this is the most disturbing part of the bill. It's under subsection C, disposition under the law of war, number 3. The disposition under the law of war says the disposition of a person under the law of war as described in subsection A may include the following. This means, you know, what they can do with you. And number 3 says transfer for trial in an alternative court or competent tribunal having lawful jurisdiction. Now, think for a second what that is. That's a military tribunal. And military tribunals have sealed records. You don't get a public defender if you don't have money. I don't think a lot of us out there have tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands or even millions to hire, you know, some kind of rock star lawyer to defend us against the United States military. I mean, a lot of people just don't have that kind of funds. And so what they do is they appoint you a uniformed officer of the American military to defend you. Now, that should be a joke to anyone who hears that. I mean, how can you be defended by the same people who are prosecuting you? It just makes no sense. And number 4, this is even worse, says transfer to the custody or control of the person's country of origin, which is not necessarily bad, but then the next clause is any other foreign country or any other foreign entity. Now, that literally means they can grab you, conduct extraordinary rendition, which is where they, you know, bust into your house, right, throw a black bag over your head. I mean, it's something out of a movie, something out of a spy movie, you know, a dystopian future where they come in, they shoot you up with drugs, carry out your limp body, strap you down to the bed of a C-130 where you're practically freezing to death, fly you over to, you know, somewhere in the Middle East or Europe even. Eastern Europe, in the Baltics, they have these CIA torture sites, and they'll keep you there for 12 years, at least, you know, they keep these people for decades and just torture them and, you know, eventually they might release you, and, you know, they won't even acknowledge that they ever held you, or, you know, that you ever had any evidence against you whatsoever. And in the case of Guantanamo Bay, it's either they don't care about who they pick up, or they're malicious and they purposefully pick up people who they know aren't involved with terrorism, or they're just really bad at their job. You know, I'm not quite sure which one it is at this point, but they have hundreds of people in Guantanamo Bay who have no links to terrorism whatsoever. They're farmers.
And they're becoming educated in more and more terrorism the longer they stay there, you know. I mean, because they learn from each other, you know, so the ones that don't have links to terrorism are thrown in there with the ones that do, and if they didn't have anything against the United States when they went in, they certainly will when they leave.
Exactly, exactly. I think that's the most important point that you can make. It's like prison. You know, people will go into prison for something very minor. Say they pick you up for a joint, send you to prison, and then you can't get a job, and you learn, you know, it's college for criminals. So then you're basically stuck in that life, and it's the same with Guantanamo Bay.
We got a break coming up here. A final segment for this hour coming up straight ahead. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Final stretch of this hour. Next hour, we're going to be bringing up Amanda Teagarden, and we're going to be talking about some of the health care provisions that are coming down the pipe and also very draconian stuff. But anyway, finishing up here, John, real quickly, do you have anything else?
interesting. He brought up something interesting when he said they had the ability to give you over to any foreign entity. Folks, we choose our words. Hopefully we choose them carefully. These people are masters in deceit, and I'm sure that they use and choose their words extremely carefully. Look up the word foreign, look up the word entity, and take into consideration what it can mean, what it does mean, and it'll have you, may have you shaking in your boots, folks. Mm-hmm. All right, I appreciate
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much, John. Let's move along to Texas and talk to Janan. Janan, thanks for holding on.
Good morning. First, I want to thank Madison Rupert for his excellent commentary this morning. I really appreciate his knowledge of the bills and the ramifications of the wording and everything. And I appreciate his website that I just visited, which is also excellent. I have been trying to find out who voted for and who voted against Senator Rand Paul's Amendment Number 1062. That was the latest one where Senator Paul tried to wipe out this part of the bill that's so bad. And Thomas.gov doesn't have it on there yet. And I don't know if there was a roll call vote or what, but that was one question I had for Mr. Rupert. Could you answer that?
It should be on opencongress.com. That's where I find most of the roll calls. And that's where I found, you know, the narrowly defeated by 10 votes Feinstein amendment, which I'm no fan of Feinstein. She's one of my senators. But she actually put forth an amendment that specifically said 1031 is not applicable to citizens. And that was defeated. So people saying, oh, it doesn't apply to citizens. If that was true, why wouldn't they just pass an amendment to explicitly put that in the language? Because I think we all know, like you said, the previous caller said, they exploit the language. They use these tricky definitions that a lot of times have a completely different definition, a legal definition from what we think in normal life. So an entity could be literally anything. An entity means anything at all. And foreign could be anything, anywhere. I mean, it's really so wide open, and this language is written like that purposefully.
Mm-hmm. Very good. One other comment I wanted to make, and it's a bit off topic, but when I was visiting your website this morning, I see where you have an article that says that doctor, quote-unquote, Nick Begich, has a fake doctorate, a fake PhD, and of course his brother, Senator Mark Begich of Alaska, voted for this rotten bill. But anyway, I posted that article on governamerica.com because I just thought it was interesting that Nick Begich is a fake doctorate. But anyway, that's all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Janine. Appreciate it. All right, folks, we're at the end of this hour. You know what? Is it possible? Can I hold you over for a few minutes into the next hour?
Yes, that's no problem.
Okay, I'll just hold you over for the first segment because I want to talk a little bit about nullification, the sheriff's departments, and these Homeland Security grants because I think if any place that there needs to be a stepping in of the sheriff's department across this country, the various sheriff's offices and departments, it needs to be now. And so I'd like to address that with you in the first segment of the next hour. And then we're going to be bringing up Amanda Teagarden, and we're going to be talking about the health care provisions that are coming down the pipe. Information technology is taking over our health records. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold,